Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 19. The Fickle Finger of Fate.
Fate. You do not want to piss it off.
Fate is your life mapped out, like an episode of EastEnders. And as long as you don't want to hear the doof doof doofs too early, being a few scenes before Pauline says, Arthur, Arthur. Ruth moans, Oh Mark, how are we going to pee through the int? To which Mark replies,
Shut up, Ruth, me age is playing me up.
As the DeMarco family ask, Where's Nonna? Where's Nonna? Trevor maniacally glares,
You're late, sweetheart.
Sol Welsh character Hugh regards every night as a wicked party. One of the Mitchell brothers grumbles,
Leave it out, bruv.
And Dirty Den sucks his finger while he's online, half naked and pumping his tiny little glow stick like he's hosting a rave in his pants and he's the DJ. Admittedly, it's been a long while since I've watched EastEnders, and yes, that was nothing but a weak excuse to dust off and trot out some of my old impressions of soap characters who no longer exist. But hey, no one got hurt. I hope. We all want to live a good long life, but you can only do that if you don't piss off fate. Maybe by not calling it a dick, shagging its spouse, crapping on its lawn, calling its beloved doggy a little wanker, sticking your winky or lady winky in its tea, giving it a quick stir and adding your own special sweetener. Fate has no sense of humour, except when it's toying with your life, and then, oh yes, it's hilarious. As can be seen in this small smattering of ironic deaths. Jim Fix, author of The Complete Book of Running, died of a heart attack while running. Convicted murderer Michael Godwin escaped death by the electric chair, only to be accidentally electrocuted by the metal toilet in his cell. And a woman from Kazan in Russia was wrongly declared dead by doctors, only to wake up in a coffin at her own funeral. And at the shock of it, she immediately died of a heart attack. Oh yes, fate is an utter mother fudger, regardless of whether you've been good or bad. Obviously, Eva won't ever die, as fate is too scared to piss her off, and rightly so. Fate is smart. Plus, it's scientifically proven that she's impervious to fire, water, hurricanes, and radiation, as with her blood being 99% neat whiskey, brake fluid, battery acid, plutonium, and molten lava. She literally can drink anything. And where was me? Her fat, bald butler, slash slave, slash minor minion, with a mini man lump, as she likes to call me. 5 years past his best, and 6 stone over what is medically regarded as a bit wibbly-wobbly. Who should be rake thin, given how hard she works me. Fate is most likely to see me say bye-bye, whilst choking on a giant Belgian bun, drowning in a mug of tea. Or, and this is what will be written on my gravestone, whilst running in panic to serve Eva her 3 p.m. cocktail, this fat little waste of cake was sent off balance by his massive arse. He tripped over his gut, and he inadvertently ingested his own man boob. Classic. In truth, Eva's only keeping me around, so when I cark it, she can wear my fat carcass like a little warm pair of slippers. Ah, yes, fate can be a massive arsehole when it wants to be. And then, sometimes, to the really bad people, fate gives them their comeuppance. On the 11th of August 2009, 31-year-old Stephen Oddie, a violent drunk and a drug addict with a troubled past, was walking through Soho in London's West End, hurling abuse at his unnamed girlfriend. After a rough night in a hostel, her fingers were already covered in bite marks from his frequent assaults. Mid-morning, as she hastily walked up Great Marlborough Street, Oddie, who was drunk, drugged, and not wearing a top, as that seems to be the uniform of the massive arsehole, was screaming abuse at her. He chased her, and outside of Banana Republic, at 224 Regent Street, he grabbed her by the arms and started violently slamming her against the large glass window of the store. Not being best blessed with brains, Oddie kept slamming her hard against the glass until it shattered and they both fell inside the window. Wrestling herself free from his grip, the unnamed woman escaped with a few lacerations. Fate was on her side, as she needed a break from bad men. But for Oddie, fate was not finished with this fucker. With his legs still hanging out of the window, as he shuffled himself backwards, with shards of inch-thick glass falling around him like hard, sharp rain. A metre-wide triangular shard of glass, which wobbled precariously above him, broke free and impaled into the bare flesh of his back like a guillotine's blade. According to witnesses, the glass buried deep into his back, and with his internal organs hanging out. As the shard had sliced open his liver, he bled to death in seconds before help could arrive. A trial was held at Westminster Coroner's Court. His injured ex-partner was too unwell to attend, and his family couldn't be bothered. The coroner judged his demise as death by misadventure. And if that's not the work of fate, what is? The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.